Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
What a save! Koskinen with the glove! Unbelievable!
McDavid, 500 points!
Now we've got a wild scrum with fights breaking out all over the place.
This is a little bit obscene in terms of what the Edmonton Oilers are doing on the power play.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
Evan Bouchard with a little snapshot from the right point!
I'm James Neal.
Down on this. Jujar Kara from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is the battle of Alberta we've been waiting for 3 decades!
Save made by Smith.
This is Mike Smith.
Leon Draisaitl.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
Unbelievable.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America-wide.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
Connor McDavid wins the game for Edmonton.
Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers. 630 Chet.
For joining you. It's a game day. The Edmonton Oilers and the Vancouver Canucks out at Rogers Arena. This is Oilers Now. Yes, indeed. A big day in the province. 6:30 Chad will have coverage. I think there's an embargo currently going on related to the provincial government's upcoming budgetary plans carrying forward here. So we will be monitoring that throughout the course of the afternoon with both Randy Kilburn and Eileen Bell. And then obviously at 2 o'clock, we'll continue onward with 6:30 Chad Afternoons. And as a result of the theme of the day, great song, by the way, love Pink Floyd. We will tell you that we're going to talk a bit about that on today's edition of Oilers Now. Hope you're having a terrific Thursday. We have a jam-packed show for you today. We will tell you that Oilers Now is brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Coming up on today's show, a full preview of tonight's encounter between the Edmonton Oilers, now 13-8 on the season. Gotta love it. They've won 10 of their last 12 games. They've got their best record in the National Hockey League over the course of their last 12 games. We'll have, as best we can, we'll try to set up our game day lineup report. It's an optional today for the Oilers at Rogers Arena in Vancouver. We'll get to our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, as well into our Oilers Now Audio Vault segment for Direct Workwear and NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, all in the opening half hour of the show. 12:35 from NHL Hockey on Rogers, Sportsnet color analyst Louis DeBrusque. 1:05 today from the NHL Network for our friends at Canadian Power Pack. Canadian Power Pack is Alberta's leader in electrical construction service, electrical prefabrication and solar, Kevin Weeks from the NHL Network, coming up at 1:05. And at 1:35, a day after the Montreal Canadiens fired Claude Julien, Edmonton sporting icon, Montreal-based media personality, you loved him, George Laroque. So lots to get to it. We'll drop the puck early to tell you that you can reach us at any time at River Cree Resort Casino Hotline 780-496-0063. The River Cree has multiple Dreamcatcher Spa and Stay packages available for booking now. You can reach us at the River Cree at 1-844-425-2733 or visit rivercreeresort.com/stay. And you can text the Ashley Fine Floors text line, and I'm going to give you a topic to participate in today's show momentarily on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors, we will tell you they're renovating. You can come see what's on sale now at 143rd Street and 111th Avenue or at Ashley Fine Floors. Brendan Escott's a big part of this show. He is at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. The show Twitter account is at Oilers Now, and my own personal handle is Bob_Stauffer. So I thought, because, I mean, I know we have a game tonight, but because the government is laying out their budget plans, and it could be a bit of a tough day here in the province of Alberta. And, you know, I'm an Albertan. The team's called the Oilers. I think you know what side of the ledger I'm on in terms of supporting people in a multitude of industries. And I know things are challenged, to say the least, right now, and we got to support each other out there. But budgets are a part of things, and the NHL has a thing called the salary cap. So what I wanted to get into today's top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, pay no overtime rates on their 24/7 service repairs. That's how you build a legacy heating and cooling. So here's the deal. The Edmonton Oilers have got to plan some things out, and I'm going to take you down a path several years ago with the Tampa Bay Lightning, who have won a Stanley Cup and had a pretty good team for a while. And the Oilers right now, I think most of you, and you can text me if you disagree, but I think at minimum right now, the Edmonton Oilers are an 8-16 team in the National Hockey League. They have a chance to compete for the North Division title this year. I mean, they've gone 10-2 in their last 12 games. Now that they've got two healthy goaltenders, they're not, you know, having one guy run on fumes. They're progressing some, maturing some defensemen here, graduating some defensemen that are giving the organization a completely different look from the back end. They got a couple of right wingers that they drafted, maybe one that's exceeding expectations, certainly is in my case, and I wanted to see this guy be successful, but I'm stunned at, you know, what he's brought in terms of his competitiveness, and yes, a Puljujärvi. Oh, by the way, they have the top two scoring players in the National Hockey League. That said, a number of years ago, the Tampa Bay Lightning were in a position with Andre Palat and Tyler Johnson. And those guys were playing with Nikita Kucherov, and they hit the home run. There's really no other way to say it. Tyler Johnson ended up in a scenario where he got, you know, basically a 7-year deal, $5 million per year, $35 million. And the Lightning tried to trade him in the offseason this year, and they couldn't do so. Then they waved him through the league and nobody picked him up. Andre Palat, who's a talented player as well, he ended up in 2017 signing a 5-year deal at $5.3 million. Those guys drafted off of Nikita Kucherov the year that they were the triplets. And obviously there's been a change. Braden Point has moved his way up and he spends more time with Kucherov often now than Steven Stamkos. Which brings me to the Oilers and the long-term plans of where Edmonton is at. Right now, Darnell Nurse leads the National Hockey League in even-strength goals for defensemen and even-strength points for defensemen. He's got 6 goals and 12 points. Now, he's had some puck luck. But the fact of the matter is, in the previous 3 seasons, for all of the consternation out there in our marketplace about Darnell Nurse, he was 16th in even-strength scoring. And really the only thing that's kept him out of being a consistent 45 to 55 point guy in the league is he hasn't played the power play. The Oilers signed Tyson Barrie. He's been 12th in the league from 2017 to 2020 in even strength scoring. And he's seen a lot of power play time. This year he's currently tied for 5th with 3 other players. And I know people say, well, Stauffer, you idiot, the Canadian teams have played more. Yeah, they have played more games because Canada has had a lower case rate, and knock wood, touch wood so far, hasn't been stung canceling games, and that's part of the reason why, you know, they're one of the Oilers and the Canadian teams are in situations where they have played more games. But Darnell Nurse, the Oilers have to plan on long term. He's taken two bridge deals in a row. He's currently at $5.6 million for this year and next season. I would say he's earning that money all day. And I don't think anybody would debate that right now. It's pretty difficult to debate that when there's lots of defensemen in this league making $7.5 to $11 million who have basically been aligned where Nurse has been at 5-on-5 scoring. Now, some of you would say, well, Bob, Nurse has spent a ton of time with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. And that's true. That has to be factored in. The other player is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. His contract is up this year. He's making $6 million. He's a UFA, so that one's more pending to get to. But the Oilers have to factor in both players. They got two of the best players in the world making a combined $21 million. So what I want to know from you, if you're listening to the show right now, you can text us on our Ashley Fine Floors text line. What would you pay Nugent Hopkins, let's say for the sake of argument, on a 6 or 7 year extension? And remember, Nugent Hopkins did not get bridged. He went from his ELC into a 7 year deal at $6 million. And what would you pay Darnell Nurse on a 6 or 7 year deal? Nurse is taking two bridge deals. I'd kind of be interested to see where people come down to that. And again, you can text us on our Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. All right, let's get into, start pounding away here on the show. We won't quite do the game day lineup report yet. First, we're going to get into our Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct work. We're supporting local and Canadian manufacturers in Edmonton and online at directworkwear.com. Dave Tippett, his availability today has not started. He had these comments yesterday following practice, which was after the show, on the Oilers injury updates as it stands now.
We're monitoring a couple injury things we've got going, you know, from last night's game, that there'll be a few guys not skate today. Of the guys that were hurt, we'll see where Bear is today. Lagesson, I don't think, will be ready. Turris, I think if he gets through the practice today, could possibly be an option. So there's, we're kind of day-to-day on a lot of guys.
And, you know, the Oilers are banged off a 10-2 mark here over the last 12 games. Dave Tippett added some comments on what the next step for the Edmonton Oilers is.
No, there's lots to do on the to-do list. We've, you know, there's the game last night, if you watch it, I thought we started out a little cautious. You know, we're, you know, give them credit. They're a desperate team. They come out. I thought we got better as the game went on. And our third period, the players talked about after the second period, let's make the third period our best of the game and see where it goes. And we were able to get out of a deficit. So we'd like to start the game tomorrow like we played the third. But there's parts of our game that you like, and then there's parts that we still have to continue to work away at. And it's that's the way it is, you know, an ongoing process all year. You try to zero in on things that are really important to your group to build consistency in it, and that's what we're trying to do every day. And you're seeing some of the results. You know, we're not, I wouldn't say we're 100% consistent in what we're doing, but we're trying hard to get there. So we'll keep working at it.
One of the things that's happened for Edmonton is they've had sort of a disproportionate scoring rate for their third line, which is figured, which has seen Tyler Ennis placed on a line with Jujhar Kerr and Josh Archibald. You never know how it's going to work out with certain guys. Ennis yesterday had these comments on the chemistry with Kerr and Archibald.
Well, first of all, I think we like playing together. You know, it's three guys that are kind of on the same page. You know, we're having fun out there. We know what, you know, each member of the line brings to the line. And, you know, we have the same mindset. And when you have that on a line, good things happen. And it just starts with hard work. We say that every night, you know, let's go start with getting it in and outwork another line and good things happen.
Meanwhile, Adam Larson.
Well, first of all.
We'll get to Adam Larson out this time. He's had a good stretch of games here. He's got 64 hits on the season, 66 block shots. He's playing 18-54. The Oilers are going to need a defenseman like him. He's making $4.1 million. This is where I look at Travis Hamonic, who signed in Vancouver for $1.25. There's a chance he's back in for the Canucks after missing the last 18 games. But Larson had these comments yesterday in Oilers Now as to why he feels that this team can contend this season.
We're group of guys that have been together for a long stretch here now. So it's everybody feels really determined, and I think with our star players too. I mean, we're always going to have expectations, and I mean, so far it's been it was a little bit of a roller coaster early, but now lately it's been pretty good.
And Larson's part of the reason why it's been pretty good. He's been a beast physically. The Oilers obviously on a 10-2 run again. They get Vancouver tonight. Yesterday we had Mike Babcock on the show, and a lot of people have a lot to say about Mike Babcock. There is certainly a degree of schadenfreude in our society. I think we all know that. I think Mike broached a lot of topics, specifically with Chris Simpson's interview. This is when Mike was on the show yesterday. It's not going to be the last time you're going to hear Mike on the show, because we're certainly going to, he's an interesting guy to talk to. He's had an interesting journey. It's taken him a long time. He's coached 34 years along the way. In the real world, not everybody likes everybody else. And there's some stuff I'm sure that Mike would like to have taken back. But there was also something that really struck me in yesterday's conversation. And that's when Mike Babcock talked about the fact that those that are most driven to improve will ultimately achieve the most.
So when you look at the National Hockey League, if you look at your best players, they're spending the off season with their strength coach, with their skating coach, with their skill coach. They're trying to get better. They're trying to improve themselves. They know what they did last year is not good enough. They're trying to find the edge. The difference between a good player and a moneymaker in the National Hockey League and a superstar is heart and soul. The best players, when you coach the Olympic teams for Canada, the best players, their drive train is through the roof. They're ultra competitive. They're stealing from one another in practice. They're learning off each other. They're watching each other and how they act in the dressing room. The guys that have won set a tone for the guys that haven't won on those national teams, and they take it R&D, Robin do, and they're trying to get better. And then they expect to be pushed. They expect better. They expect you to make them better. That's what they want.
There you go. They expect to be pushed, and they want to be better and to continuously improve. They're not stagnant. Show me a better way. Don't always have to agree on things, and sometimes we can get there. At this time, I just wanted to put a shout-out here, and thanks to the folks with the Two Mutts podcast to alert me to this. Thoughts and prayers out for Levi Blackburn and Jacob Krauscher and their families. They were involved in an accident over the course of the weekend. You can check out their GoFundMe account, which is connected to the Two Mutts podcast Twitter page. And we don't often do that here on Oilers Now, but there's challenges out there, and sometimes it puts everything else in a little bit of perspective. We will come back with some of your texts and get to NHL today. We are going to save our game day lineup report, brought to you by North 49 Home Inspections, professional and thorough home inspections for the Edmonton area, till about 12.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
52-12-53. We'll be back with NHL today for Elite Promotional Marketing when we return.
Hi, this is Jajar Kara from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
We can tell you that Mike Smith is going to start tonight for the Edmonton Oilers. He is 5-0 in the season as Dave Tippett is just in the middle of his availability. Mark in St. Albert on our Ashley Fine Floors text line at 1224 in Edmonton says, "Hi, Bob. It will be tricky to sign Nuge, Nurse, and a number one goalie. I'd pay Nuge 5 years, $6.5 million, and Nurse will probably go for $6 million on a six-year deal. We can't afford both, and a number one goalie. I will reluctantly trade Nurse," says Mark in St. Albert. IMAC disagrees. He says Nugent Hopkins deserves 6.5 to 6.75 for whatever term he wants. Loves it here. Guy of that caliber on and off the ice needs a ton of respect. And he's one of the most complete players in the league over the last decade. Nurse, nothing too high, he says. That's another story. I'm not sure what it looks like. I've never had that much faith in any single aspect of his game. Absolutely can't pay him as an offensive driver on the back end. Haji has texted us to say both negotiations are going to be tough regarding Nurse and Nugent Hopkins. I don't think the league has had its full revenue reset. The frozen salary cap only allows 1 year to draw precedence for each player, and I'm not convinced the deal's last year were in line with the frozen cap. That being said, Nugent Hopkins at 6.75 times 6 and Nurse at 7 times 7.75 would be fair to both players while acknowledging the new fiscal landscape. No team can keep all their players in a cap world. And contrary to Ken Holland's past preferences, a certain number of ELCs are necessary. Well, I do agree with that. A certain number of ELCs are necessary. There's no question about that. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. We'll pick away at this a little bit more, and there's many of you that have jumped aboard, so I'm going to try to fit in. Bob, the Oilers need to sign Larson. They'll be looking for another guy like him if he walks. He's destroying guys out there. Another texter, Rob, says, with the pending flat salary cap, Nugent Hopkins at 6.25 to 6.75 for 5 years, and Nurse, it's 6 to 7 million for 7 or 8 years. Interesting conversation, and I'm going to get more of your texts in as this one goes on. But at this time, taking a look at the rest of the National Hockey League, NHL today, they've been a part of Oilers now for the last 11 seasons. For our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, company-branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
10 of 12 games are a go tonight in the NHL. Calgary is continuing an Eastern swing out in Ottawa. That's a 5 p.m. puck drop Ched time. Winnipeg home to Montreal, and then Vancouver of course hosting the Oilers tonight. That's an 8 p.m. puck drop on 6:30 Ched. 6 o'clock for your City Ford faceoff show. Jeff Skinner, a healthy scratch for the third consecutive game tonight, despite being in only the second season of his 8-year, $72 million contract. He is scoreless in 14 games so far. Ouch is right. Senators placing Philip Schlappick on waivers, and the something to do with a $125 waiver fee. It indicated that there was going to be a contract termination here for the 23-year-old. He is their second-round draft selection from 2015. Bakersfield Condors searching for win number 3 on the young season tonight in San Jose against the Barracuda, and the Edmonton Oil Kings kick off their 24-game regular season tomorrow night, home-and-home series against Lethbridge. It's game 1 at the Downtown Community Arena.
Brendan, just a quick update here. The Bakersfield game tonight in San Jose has been canceled. I'm just going to go to the HL website. I know I communicated with somebody from the American Hockey League yesterday. Due to league COVID-19 protocols affecting the San Jose Barracuda, their game scheduled for tonight against the Bakersfield has been postponed. A makeup date has not yet been determined. That is the reality of the world. And if you've listened to the show over the course of the last 11 months, you know I've updated things on a regular basis. Edmonton Health Zone, one of 5 health zones in the province, below 1,000 active cases, currently at 925. We have had 963 people pass away, and our hearts go out to all those families that have been touched by COVID-19, and all of you have had your businesses and your jobs and those sort of things touched as well. We get to talk about the Toy Department of Life, deal in the world of sport. It's a lot of fun. Even on tough days, it's a lot of fun. Right now, it's good. The team's 10-2, and I don't know about you, Brendan, but I'm feeling like, you know what? We're seeing some progression here. And again, I would only say that the Oilers are an 8 through 16 team in the league at this time. At this time next year, I expect the Oilers to be a top 8 team in the NHL. And some people say, Stauffer, you're out to lunch. They're a top 8 team right now. Well, they're sitting second in the league in points. Second in the league in wins. I know they've played more games, and I got the highest scoring team in the NHL right now. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn. And when we come back, Louis DeBrus from NHL Hockey and Rogers.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.